Hello, and welcome to another Apple Vis podcast.
Hey, Apple Visers, Tyler here, and today I'll be demonstrating how to opt out of Siri Analytics and how to delete your Siri and dictation history from Apple's servers. For those unfamiliar, earlier this year, a report came out that detailed Apple's work with contractors and how they allowed them to listen in on a select number of recordings of users using Siri, ostensibly for the purpose of improving the service. But what was detailed in the report was that Siri was picking up on things that it shouldn't have really picked up on, a number of different types of private information, especially as Siri was being inadvertently triggered without a user's knowledge. And for that reason, information such as private medical and financial information, drug deals, and couples in the bedroom were apparently captured by Siri. Apple suspended the program, and with the release of iOS and iPadOS 13.2 and macOS 10.15.1, they have now given users the choice to delete recordings from Apple servers and to opt out of future collection for analytics purposes. So I'm going to demonstrate how to do this on the iPhone and on the Mac. So to start on the iPhone, there are two places you need to go. First, to delete your Siri history, I'm going to go into Siri settings, and to do that, I'm just going to engage Siri, open Siri settings.
Okay, here are my settings, but be gentle.
Settings.
Okay, Siri settings are opened. I'm going to put my finger on the top left of the screen.
Settings, back button.
And flick right till I get to history.
Siri in search, pet, ask Siri, listen for haste, press home first. Allow Siri when locked. Language. Siri voice. Voice feedback. My information. Siri and dictation history button.
Okay, I'm going to double tap that.
Delete Siri and dictation history button.
So here we are.
Siri and search. Back button. Delete Siri and dictation interactions currently associated with this iPhone from Apple servers. About improve Siri and dictation. Link. Delete Siri and dictation interactions.
So if I flick left from here, because this is the bottom.
Delete Siri and dictation history button.
Double tap.
Siri and dictation history. Siri and dictation interactions currently associated with this iPhone will be deleted from Apple servers. Delete Siri and dictation history button.
So I'll hit the delete Siri and dictation history.
Alert, your request was received. Your Siri and dictation history will be deleted. Dismiss button.
So flicking right to dismiss.
My information, Tyler Steven button.
Okay, now that I've done that, it's now time to opt out of Siri Analytics. If you updated, you may have gotten a splash screen when you first set up immediately post-update, and it should have asked you if you want to allow Apple to store recordings. If you chose to allow but change your mind, or if you, for whatever reason, didn't get that, here's how you can do it in the settings. Now, to me, I feel like this should be in Siri settings, right, where all the other settings are, but instead it's in privacy settings. So now that I'm in settings, I'm just going to go back to the main settings window.
Settings, back button, settings,
heading. And find privacy.
Display and bright, accessible, wallpaper, Siri, touch ID, emergency, battery, button, privacy, button.
Privacy, double tap.
Location services, on, button. Contacts, calendars, reminders, photos, Bluetooth, microphone, speech recognition, camera, health, HomeKit, media and Apple Music, research, files and full, motion and fitness, as applications request act, analytics and improvements.
Okay, so I flicked right to analytics and improvements, so I'll double tap.
Share iPhone analytics, all, analytics and improvements, heading.
So,
share iPhone analytics.
iPhone analytics.
Analytics data, button.
Analytics data.
Help Apple improve its products and services by automatically sending daily diagnostic and usage data. Data may include location information. Analytics uses wireless data. About analytics and product, share with app developers. Help app developers and improve Siri and dictation. Off.
Improve Siri and dictation. It's off for me. If it's on for you and you want to opt out, just double tap that to toggle it. So that's how to stop Siri recording analytics on the iPhone and to delete Siri history on the iPhone. Now on to the Mac.
So now I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to engage Siri on my Mac. And this might not, if you have a Mac, it may not be as imperative to do this, except if you have a Mac with a T2 security chip. Because in that case, you could inadvertently trigger Siri if, say, you have your Mac in your office and you're discussing something. If that gets triggered and you have recordings, there's a chance that that information could be heard by one of these contractors. So to start, I'm going to go into Siri Preferences.
Siri.
Open Siri Preferences.
Finder, Test System Preferences, Siri Window, Toolbar.
And I'll VO right arrow.
Siri, image, Siri. Siri helps you get things done just by asking. Find files on your Mac, dictate a note, check the weather, listen for, hey Siri, allow Siri when locked, keyboard shortcut, hold command space, language, English, you, Siri voice, American, voice feedback, on, off, read, Siri history, delete Siri and dictation history button.
I'll press VO space.
In dialogue, 4, window, Siri, cancel button, delete Siri and dictation history. Siri and dictation interactions currently associated with this Mac will be deleted from Apple servers. Delete button.
So VO right arrow to delete, VO space.
Cancel, done button. Your request was received. Your Siri indictation history will be deleted.
Okay.
Done button.
Done, VO space.
Delete Siri indictation history button.
Okay, now on to the opt-out. I'm going to go back to the main system preferences window with command left bracket.
Back, Siri window, toolbar.
And press tab.
Forward, but show all, search text, Apple ID button.
Press S and E for security and privacy.
Security and privacy button.
VO space.
Loading security and privacy, window, search text field, search.
And stop interacting.
Tool. General tab.
VO file, arrow, firewall, privacy.
Selected tab, 404.
Okay.
Privacy categories, table, location services.
And I'm going to press AN to jump to analytics and improvements.
Analytics and improvements.
VR, right?
Help Apple and app developers improve their products and services automatically. Table.
And down arrow.
Help improve Siri indictation by allowing Apple to store and review audio of your Siri indictation interactions from this device. Improve Siri indictation unchecked checkbox.
And it's unchecked for me because I have this turned off. If you want to do the same, just interact with that table with VO shift. Down arrow.
In table. Help improve Siri indictation by allowing Apple to store and review audio of your Siri indictation interactions from this device. Improve Siri indictation unchecked checkbox. In help. Help improve Siri. Help improve Siri indictation. Uncheck checkbox.
And VO space if it's checked to uncheck it. So that is how to opt out of Siri analytics and delete your Siri indictation history from macOS and iOS. I hope you found this useful. Peace.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.